Republicans disagree with this administration, somehow you're not patriotic, and we should stand up and say we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion. How you doing today? Boy, I'm telling you, I am hearing a lot of static in my headset here. I don't know what that's all about. But anyway, I'm hoping people can hear me. Listen, more great information today. More truth. I'm a redistributor of the truth. Thank God there are people out there who are not afraid to stand up and tell it like it is, regardless of how many labels people want to put on people who stand up and defend freedom and liberty, as opposed to just perpetuating the same lie that has gone on and on and on for decades and decades and decades. You know, I'm always astounded at what I learned, because I feel like I've learned more in the last few years of my life than I have my entire life, really, when it comes to the truth about our history and what's really gone down the history of the world and what's going on and who controls things. I feel like I have learned more in the last few years than I have, honestly, in my whole life. It is stunning to me what I am finding out, because we have been so lied to all these years. All of us have been so lied to and so deceived that it's shocking, really. I am just stunned by the information that I uncover, and I try to research something and look for a lot of different resources, look through a lot of different resources to confirm what I'm reading is actually factual and not just some more cooked book crap that we are all so subjected to. But it really is amazing to me what I am finding out, what I am learning. You know, it's funny. Throughout my life, I've always, you know, you catch a glimpse of this, a glimmer of that, a word here, something there, you know, which makes you say, wait a second, you know, something's not exactly right with that picture. But, you know, you just keep trucking along, doing your own thing, because that's, I think, obviously, it's what most of us have done all of our lives, hence the reason why we are where we are today. However, to have uncovered the truth, considering the forces we are up against, has been very hard for most of us to do. The advent of the internet has really been to our advantage, because it gives you access to so much information you wouldn't otherwise have. For example, I remember listening to Eustace Mullins, who wrote about the Federal Reserve Bank long before G. Edward Griffin, who took the credit and got the all the dollars for it, because Eustace Mullins, they, you know, wanted to ban his book and they burn it in Germany. And he talked about the Federal Reserve Banks and international bankers who were behind the Federal Reserve Bank. But he was doing the research in the Library of Congress and that after having had conversations with an American poet named Ezra Pound. Now, I really didn't think, I didn't recall when I was reading about this, I never remembered hearing Ezra Pound as a poet when I was in school, or if I had heard his name, it didn't mean anything to me, so it just went in one ear and out the other. Well, apparently Ezra Pound was in Italy, and I don't have these notes in front of me, so I'm going to do the best I can to jog my memory from what I read. Ezra Pound was a well-known, apparently, and well-respected poet, and during World War II, he was in Italy, and he was against what was happening with World War II, because he knows that, I'm just distracted here a second, because I have a guest who's going to call in. I'm going to give out this number again in case she's listening, 888-320-6151, for her to call in. Anyway, he was against what was going on with the war because he understood what was really going on and why we were at war in the first place. And so he was in Italy, and he was on the radio in Italy, and he was talking about what was going on. So, of course, he became an enemy of the international bankers and the people who were promoting this war. And so when he got back here after the war to the United States, he was locked up in a mental hospital in Washington, D.C. I think it was called St. Elizabeth's. And he was there for 12 years, held against his will in a mental hospital. He wasn't mental. He was just telling the truth. So Eustace Mullins had connected with Ezra Pound, and I can't remember how they connected. But Eustace would go to this hospital to see Ezra, and Ezra said, I want you to research this. I want you to research that. And so he began the odyssey, if you will, of Eustace Mullins' research into the formation of the Federal Reserve Bank, who was behind it, and so on and so forth. So Eustace Mullins' book, Eustace on the Federal Reserve, I think it's called, Eustace Mullins on the Federal Reserve, was actually the first book that came out exposing the international bankers, these con artists who were behind the formation of the Federal Reserve Bank. It was Eustace Mullins in his book that exposed it. But because he had such a difficult time getting it published and everything like that, then came later on, I think G. Edward Griffin published his book in, I don't know, in the early 70s. Then came G. Edward Griffin's expose on the Federal Reserve Bank, the creature from Jekyll Island, which everybody knows. However, the research was done and by Eustace Mullins, which, of course, they love to call anti-Semitic and all that kind of crap, because if you expose the role of Zionism and Zionists in anything, well, you're labeled anti-Semitic. When you expose the role that Jews have played in anything, you're automatically labeled anti-Semitic, or, you know, all the other labels they throw on everybody, because they don't want anybody talking about who did what to whom, when, and how. That's really what that boils down to. It is denying you information. That's as simple as that. They use those labels all the time to keep people in the dark. That's all. That's all. It's as simple as that. So I'm trying to type something out here as I talk, and I'm not too good at multitasking. I do a lot of multi-thinking, which, of course, just has me chasing my own tail, so to speak. But I'm not real good at multitasking because I just get sidetracked, discombobulated, never get anything finished. Or if I do, I might have started it at 8 a.m. and, you know, on a Sunday morning and get back to it at Friday at 5 o'clock. So, it is what it is. What can I say? I'm going to type something here to try to get my guest who I'm trying to have on with me. So I got to send her another number and see if that'll work for her, to see if I can even get her on, because we were going to talk about some other stuff. Anyway, we'll see what happens. So Eustace Mullins was the one who exposed the Federal Reserve Bank, which was created by international bankers. And the international bankers were Rothschild and Warburg and Schiff and J.P. Morgan and Mellon and so on and so forth. And facts. Look it up yourself. Okay, it really is. These are facts. And I personally don't think that these people give a rat's rear end, or did then, and nor do their descendants and cronies now give a rat's rear end about the members of any group that they belong to, which is predominantly Jewish. I don't think they really care about their fellow Jews. This is about power and control. However, trying to expose them, if you can make this connection, you're automatically labeled these things. And it's really part of Hegel's dialectic that people fall into. In fact, I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday. The person who does such a phenomenal job at exposing the Hegelian dialectic is Nikki Rapana. And her website is Living Outside the Dialectic. I don't know, nikkirapana.blogspot.com or something like that. If you go to mine, you're going to see a link on the main page to her website. But she's exposed this. And she talks about this stuff. She's done tremendous amounts of research for the last 12 years or so on the dialectic that's been created for us, Hegel's dialectic, follower of Marx, or maybe he preceded Marx and Marx followed him. I can't remember which. However, understands how we are played. One is played off the other. And it's a strategy used to defeat us, really. I'm going to break. I'll be back in 3 minutes. Don't change that dial. My name is Maggie Rod, and this is The Unsolicited Opinion. I'll be right back.
Have you been diagnosed with cancer and told that there isn't any alternative to chemo, radiation, and surgery? Are you tired of hearing that if you want to survive, you must be brave and accept the suffering that comes with cancer treatments today? LaserMed Inc. says fight back! Because now it's cancer's turn to die with its revolutionary patented laser treatment called Leash Therapy. Without cutting, bleeding, poisoning, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin and breast cancer in place, as well as some other types of cancer, no matter what the size. To find out if you qualify for this therapy, call 918-398-9577. That's 918-398-9577. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com.
Are you a frequent flyer business traveler? Are you tired of paying exorbitant ticket prices to fly business or first class? Well, now you don't have to. Visit flyfirstclass.com to find out how you can travel in style and comfort to hundreds of locations around the world while saving 40 to 70% on your airfare. FlyFirstClass.com has been serving corporate and leisure travelers the world over since 1998. They are a professional company providing professionals with first-class service and total reliability. How about flying from Miami to Paris, round trip per person, business class from $3,300, or first class from $4,600? Or a flight from the 48 states, Canada, or Alaska to South America, business class starting at $3,300, or first class starting at $4,600. Make no mistake, these are flights on major commercial airlines. So before you book your next flight, log on to flyfirstclass.com and see how much money you can save. That website is flyfirstclass.com, flyfirstclass.com.
Hi there, Maxine again, the Orion Talk Radio spokeschick. Here to point out that Orion Talk Radio has a chip-in banner on our homepage. Perhaps you haven't noticed it, or maybe you've ignored it, but it's there for a good reason. Listener contributions help keep the programming you listen to on the air. It also helps defray the cost of running the network, so take a moment to click the chip-in banner and help a worthwhile cause. The banner is located right under the social media links for easy access. This is Max. Thanks for tuning in and chipping in.
Listening to Orion News Talk is even easier to do with your smartphone. If your cell phone accepts software apps, the best way to listen to your favorite radio is with TalkStream Live or TuneIn Radio. Just download the app and then do a search for Orion Talk Radio. Save us as a preset, and you can take us with you wherever you go. At work, the gym, at the store, or on the road. Anywhere you need to go, we'll be with you. Orion News Talk, news and views beyond the mainstream media.
Everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and this is The Unsolicited Opinion, and I'm just kind of rambling on here with some ideas that I had this morning, but I'm just almost done reading this book by Dr. John Coleman, which is Diplomacy by Deception, and he's talking about just the treasonous conduct by the government of the United States and Britain over the last, 100 years or so, I guess. They've really done some dastardly things, but I want to talk, I've been talking about the Federal Reserve Bank, so I want to talk to you about Congressman Louis T. McFadden, who actually was assassinated. They tried to kill him, and two times prior to the third time, which they were successful at killing him, first they tried to poison him, then they shot him, and then they shot at him, and then they ended up succeeding to poison him. But he was a congressman, and he was chairman of the House Banking Committee in 1920, which would have been 7 years after the Federal Reserve Bank Act was enacted. And no, it's the wrong one. Sorry about that. That's the wrong number. I'm talking to somebody trying to reach my guest, but gave him the number. He can't figure out which one it is again. Anyway, it just is what it is. What the hell are you going to do? That's just how things roll sometimes when you're doing live radio. It's kind of like who's on first. Anyway, Congressman Louis T. McFadden was totally against, and he knew what was going on. He was totally against the Federal Reserve Bank. So he was speaking out against it, and he attacked the governors of the Federal Reserve Bank and accused them of causing the 1929 Wall Street crash, which, of course, they did. So he was obviously creating some enemies, needless to say, because he was exposing what they were doing. And he was speaking before the House. He made the following statement on June 10th, 1932. Mr. Chairman, we have in this country one of the most corrupt institutions the world has ever known. I refer to the Federal Reserve Board and the Federal Reserve Banks. The Federal Reserve Board, a government board, has cheated the United States and its people out of enough money to pay the national debt. This evil institution has impoverished and ruined the people of the United States, has bankrupted itself, and has practically bankrupted our government. It has done this through the defects of the law under which it operates, through the maladministration of that law by the Federal Reserve Board, and through the corrupt practices of the moneyed vultures who control it. In another speech before the House on May 23, 1933, McFadden also said, Mr. Chairman, there is not a man within the sound of my voice who does not know that this country has fallen into the hands of the international money changers, and there are a few members here who do not regret it. Mr. Chairman, we are on Concord Bridge today. And for those of you who don't know your history, Concord Bridge, American Revolution, look it up. Our enemy, the same treacherous enemy, is advancing upon us. Mr. Chairman, I will die in my tracks before I yield him a square inch of American soil or so much as $1 of his war debt to us. Mr. Chairman, I demand that the gold stock of the United States be taken from the Federal Reserve Banks. They stole all the gold. If you'll remember in 33, they closed the banks. Roosevelt closed the banks for, I don't know, a day or two. And then they took us off the I just lost my train of thought. Anyway, they stole all the gold, essentially, is what they did, and gave it to the international bankster gangsters. Oh, la-di-da. Anyway, he says, I demand that the gold stock of the United States be taken from the Federal Reserve Banks and placed in the U.S. Treasury. Because for those of you who don't know, even though I know people listening to this network are pretty sharp and they know a lot of this stuff, but the Federal Reserve Bank, formed in 1913 by Schiff, Morgan, Warburg, I think I.G. Farben was involved in it. Well, the international bankers, it's a privately held corporation. They print our money, manipulate our economies, the rise and fall, the economic rise and fall of our economy is due to their manipulation, although some will say that it has happened in the past in this nation. We've had some ripples through the economy. That's true, but not when we did not have a central bank. However, nothing like what has happened since the onset of the Federal Reserve Bank and the manipulation by these gangsters, and they are gangsters indeed. I demand an audit of the United States government financial affairs from the top to the bottom. I demand a resumption of specie payment based on full gold and silver values. I'm going to read you a little more from this book, Diplomacy by Deception. This denouncement, followed by McFadden's exposure of the reparation bonds and foreign securities and $100 million worth of German commercialized reparation bonds, so shook the secret upper-level parallel government that conspiracy watchers believe it was at this juncture that the order was given to permanently silence him. I'm telling you, well, there have been a handful of people who have tried to speak out against what has gone on in this nation. And, of course, we do know that they have assassinated them. Same handful of people all the time. It really is. But I don't know. Unless you speak out. You got to speak out. Unless you stand up and fight back, you're going to be a slave. You really are. And you're going to just have to suffer the slings and arrows, so to speak, of comments and accusations that are lobbied against people who speak out. Because that's just the tactic that they use, and they use it so well. Their misinformation tactics, their slanderous tactics, these lies that they put out there, well, they own the newspapers. They own all the media. So why wouldn't they take advantage of the fact that they have a monopoly on the media and put out, spew the lies that work to their advantage? That only makes sense. But what I started off with, then I got kind of sidetracked trying to get my guest on the line here, which we're not able to do. I was talking about Nikki Rapana, who came out with her latest book, and this is an update on her her website, Living Outside the Dialectic, but she really understands the dialectic left-fee-right that's been created. Hegel, George Hegel, philosopher, lived around, 1820, somewhere around that time frame. And how he created this synthesis, thesis, the antithesis, then the synthesis, which is, of course, they create the problem, they offer an outrageous solution, then they offer this compromise, which seems more palatable than the original outrageous solution, then the compromise becomes a new problem, they offer another outrageous solution, and then you've got this compromise, a synthesis, and they continue this this setup that they create for you, and they create the problem, they create the solution, they create the compromise, if you will, the synthesis, and she's a master at it. She truly is. She has researched it for a very, very long time. If you go to her website, you're going to see all kinds of information out there about who's been doing what. And it's an interesting thing because the role of people in history has been so, because of their control of the media, has been so censored. It's startling. The censorship is just startling. What we don't know about what went on, what we don't know about, for those of you who are Christians, what we don't know about how much the whole evangelical movement was taken over by these same people to drive an agenda of one world government and to rewrite, literally, with the Scofield Bible, rewrite really what was in the Bible. But I'm actually going to have a guest on my show with me tomorrow for the first hour. I am going to have Reverend Ted Pike on my show tomorrow, and he certainly creates a lot of controversy, but he's going to be on with me, and then I'm going to try to line up some other guests who have been known to create controversy, and I'm very interested in getting to the bottom of I want the truth. See, I'm a real fan of the truth. I like to consider myself a redistributor of the truth. And I think the truth will set you free. I really do. It's a biblical quote. I know I can't cite which or where in the Bible you'll find it, but it is in there somewhere. I think you need to focus on the truth. I think you need to face up to what's going on, because you're not going to defeat it unless you do, okay? You will never, ever, ever defeat what is happening in this world unless you face up to who are the perpetrators behind what is happening. What is their endgame agenda? How are they getting there? It's just not going to happen unless you find a little bravery and stand up. Now, I was talking about this earlier last week, but I'm going to talk about it again today a little bit. And just to let you know, for everybody listening, I'll be joining Jimmy X on Radio X again today. After my show ends, I'll be teaming up with him. We'll be a tag team, just like in WWE or something like that. I can't even think of some famous tag teams, but none come to mind. However, Jimmy and I are going to be a tag team. after my show on his show, so it should prove interesting. But back to the Southern Poverty Law Center. If you go up there now, they've got their whole list of patriot groups, active patriot, in quote, groups in the United States in 2011. And they label these groups anti-government patriot groups that were active in 2011. They've identified at least 1,274. Of course, their list is always not all-inclusive. But they love to do this. See, the Southern Poverty Law Center, they like labels. You know, we should get them one of those label guns, you know, where you can make labels. They like to do that. Those, you know, so we could get them one of those little sticky things. I remember my friend's father had one when I was a kid where he had to just, you know, spell out each word, and then you could make a label that you could stick on a lunchbox or, you know, whatever. You wanted to label a toolbox or something like that. Some people might remember what it is I'm talking about. You dial in each letter, spell the words, and then print out this little sticky label. Well, this is what the Southern Poverty Law Center is. They must have liked to play with those things when they were kids. And so these hustlers at the Southern Poverty Law Center who claim they're fighting hate and teaching tolerance and seeking justice, well, it's exactly the opposite of that. They're fighting truth. They're teaching intolerance and they're seeking injustice. That's really what they are all about. They are masterful hustlers. So, but you know what? The thing that they have not figured out yet is there are a lot more of us than that out there, and there are a lot of thinkers out there who are much, much smarter than these hustlers at the Southern Poverty Law Center. Anyway, these active patriot groups that they claim, these groups, 334, which were militias, which actually, isn't it in the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence something about militias that we should have a militia here to help the people in their given state? Yeah, I think there is. Now, I'm not quoting that verbatim. But I think it's in the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence. Something about a well-armed militia. Yep, something about that. Anyway, they are including on this list common law courts, publishers, ministries, and citizens groups. They claim that generally patriot groups define themselves as opposed to the New World Order. Well, it's a good thing. I'm glad. I wish more people would wake up to what was really going on here and that they could all be opposed to the New World Order, which, of course, seeks to kill off 85% of us. So being in opposition to the New World Order is a marvelous thing. Thank God for these patriot groups out there. And they claim they engage in groundless conspiracy theorizing. Well, I don't know. See, now, there are laws against conspiring, okay, and you can be convicted of or charged with, say, a conspiracy to commit murder or conspiracy to embezzle. You know, there are actually books or laws on the books about conspiracies. See, what a conspiracy really is, which these people, these hustlers at the Southern Poverty Law Center don't tell you, is that it's when two or more people get together to seek to achieve a specific objective. Those people are, in essence, conspiring. Look up the word conspire. They are conspiring together to achieve a certain objective. So what a conspiracy is it's two or more people who are conspiring together. Happens all the time, happens on a daily basis. People conspire to achieve certain objectives all the time. So they claim that these patriot groups, well, they are engaging in groundless conspiracy theorizing, when in reality, these conspiracies aren't theories, they're facts. So they aren't groundless. They are grounded in reality. Or they claim they advocate or adhere to extreme anti-government doctrines. Now, it's a rather interesting thing because who was it said? Thomas Jefferson, every 20 years or so that the government should be, I don't know, what is it they say? With the blood of tyrants should be cleansed with the blood of tyrants or something like that. I don't know what it is off the top of my head. I just kind of talk here and I don't write notes that I'm going to say this or I'm going to say that. I just say things that come to mind, so I don't always have them clear in my mind to recall them verbatim. But you know, the blood of tyrants kind of thing. One of our founding fathers said that. Anyway, they claim that people who are patriot groups Tea Party groups, etc., are adhering to extreme anti-government doctrines. Now, they've even got the Constitution Party listed in here as an extreme anti-government doctrine. Now, how could following the Constitution, how could that equate to being anti-government? Why is, if you're in support of the Constitution of the United States, or the Declaration of Independence, or the Bill of Rights, or, you know, the Federalist Papers. If you believe what all of those our founding fathers wrote is they hammered out this Constitution, how could being in support of that be anti-government? See, what they're really not putting in here, which they should if these people were truth tellers, but they're not truth tellers. They're liars. They're truth disguisers. They're truth deniers, really. That's what they are. They are truth deniers. So what these people at the Southern Poverty Law Center are saying here is that if you are in support of what the founding fathers believed in, well, somehow you're anti-government, because in reality, what our government has morphed into is it's really, we are living in a communist nation. It just hasn't exposed itself in its entirety yet. But we've been long since taken over, and they're just working their way down the street, so to speak, to achieve their end game of total control. So, which is nothing that the founding fathers had in mind. They had in mind a maximum liberty and freedom and individualism, not this collectivism, not this communitarian ideology that's being promulgated out there, which Nikki Rapana, who has written a book, The Anti-Communitarian Manifesto, I believe that's what she's called. She's got a call, but you can find her website. I've linked to it on mine, theunsolicitedopinion.com, and is an expert on this. Has done copious amounts of research, understands the philosophers, and a lot of this crap was based upon some of their different philosophies, if you will. Communists versus freedom. But you really ought to go and read a lot of what she's written. She's really an in-depth researcher, and she really gets it, and she's not afraid to call a spade or a hoe, or point fingers at exactly who it is that's behind so many things, how history has been rewritten to minimize their role and overemphasize the role of other people, when in reality the victimizers claim victimhood, when in reality they were the victimizers from the get-go, and whatever victimhood they could claim was victimhood based upon as a response to their being victimizers in the first place. However, that little part of the truth of history has been conveniently left out of our history books. And so things have been painted to be one way when they're in reality, there's a lot of different degrees in the circle, but we're only taught, there's 360 degrees in the circle. We're only taught to look at it from one degree only. And we don't ever look at the other 359 degrees. The other directions one could look in to find out facts. So I am on a fact-finding mission, and everything I 99% of the stuff I discuss is United Nations Agenda 21, which would really be the end game culmination of the implementation of this communitarian philosophy that Nikki Rapana has written about so extensively, and her new book, I know it's out in PDF format. I'm just not sure, and I'm looking in my mail right now. Her website is Living Outside the Living Outside the Dialectic. Let me see if I can let me get it here for you so I can give you an exact place to look. NikkiRapana.blogspot.com. Her website is called Living Outside the Dialectic. And that is the Hegelian dialectic that drives this agenda, that strategy used to drive this agenda. But her new book, 2020, Our Common Destiny, the Anti-Communitarian Manifesto. She's updated it. It is out in PDF format. I don't know when she'll have a hard copy book out there, but I have received the PDF format because I bought her book about a year and a half ago when she thought she'd have it published then, and he hasn't yet, but it is out in PDF form to read all about this philosophy of communitarianism, if you want to call it a philosophy. It's an ideology, really, that everybody, all these globalists are pushing, and our Democrat and Republican politicians are both pushing it. She has written all about it, and an in-depth researcher, and there's just more to the story than we were ever told, and it really kind of pisses me off because I've been saying it a lot this past week on the air, and it's true, I don't really like to be lied to. Nothing pisses me off more, truly, nothing pisses me off more than people who lie to me. Now, I don't really care what you have done, just don't lie about it. I don't like lies. It bothers me. I don't know why. It just always is, always will. I guess because I believe the truth will set you free. Anyway, her website, Living Outside the Dialectic, it's very hard not to get sucked into this dialectic. We truly do. But unless you expose the truth, you are going to be sucked into the dialectic because being afraid of the truth sucks you into the dialectic. That's really what has happened here is that people who are fearful of the truth get sucked into the dialectic, and somehow they think that they're going to be immune to the immune to what's coming down the pike, and they're not going to be. They're going to be affected by it. So it's easier to fight it than be affected by it. It's much easier to fight it now than it will be down the road. But there's so much out there. There's so much information that we have not been given, that really, once you start to realize it, it is a mind blower. Like I have said before on the year, now I'm not sure whether I've said it when I've been on the Sunday show or on my show during the week, it doesn't really make any difference, but I have said before how my fight initially had been against illegal immigration, which of course, people are on the Southern Poverty Law Center's hate list because they're against legal immigration too. So there you go, la-di-da. Listen, I'm going to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. But I will continue talking to myself and whoever's listening. Back in 3 minutes.
DependableVoice.com, the total solution, one-stop shop for your business telecommunications needs. Nationwide business class telecommunications services, providing voice and data, voice over internet, and hosted PBX. Dependable Voice is now offering the first month free for any voice over internet and hosted PBX services. Save up to 50% on your current phone bill, and save thousands of dollars with no need to purchase PBX hardware. Hosted PBX and voice over internet services include free local and long distance calling to the U.S., Canada, and Caribbean, email to voicemail, follow me services, multiple visual call reports, dynamic auto attendant, advanced ACDM call queue, unified voice and fax messaging, and much, much more. Plus, get your first month free with a minimum 3-phone system. Call Dependable Voice today at 1-888-346-1085 or visit them online at dependablevoice.com. That's dependablevoice.com. Dependable Voice, the total solution for business telecommunications.
In a world where corrupt oppressors and oligarchs have seized control of the populations, total tyranny is amongst us. The burden of humanity rests on our shoulders. The only way out is to expose the global crime syndicate known as the New World Order. Together, we are all one. Together, we are Intel soldiers. The battle for free humanity ensues. Join us in the fight. theinhalehub.com.
Flawless Science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life. You deserve to have toxin-free air and water and foods rich in minerals and nutrients. Factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights. FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly worldwide in discreet packaging and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rod, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion. And I forgot what the hell my point was going to be. I forgot what I was talking about 3 minutes ago. I'm telling you, the mind is a terrible thing, which reminds me of those commercials that you used to see for soliciting donations. The mind is a terrible thing to waste. Soliciting donations about, I don't know, 25, 30 years ago, I guess it was for not United Negro College Fund. Yeah, that's when that was before they didn't call. They called. That's when they called people who happened to be black Negroes, as opposed to what they call them today, because they don't call. They don't. Blacks don't refer to themselves as Negroes anymore. But anyway, when they still did, this was the United Negro College Fund, and they used to have this commercial. A mind is a terrible thing, and it reminded me of this comedian who used to put a football helmet on and act like a real nitwit, and he would just say, he was funny too. He act like this just total dumbbell. The mind is a terrible thing. Of course, he didn't add the to waste part on, because it was rather evident that with his satire that he didn't have a mind that could be wasted anyway. But my mind has been wasted, and I can't remember what the hell I was going to tell you, the point I was going to make, and I'm sure it would have been profound too if I was able to remember it. But anyway, I can't, so what the hell, it just is what it is. But where I'm going with all this stuff, if there is a direction I'm actually heading in, which I'm not quite sure whether I'm even heading in any direction or just kind of looking in this direction and that direction or whatever comes to mind. But what did come to my mind is the blood of tyrants. The tree of liberty needs to be watered with the blood of tyrants. Now, one of our founding fathers said that, and I believe it was Thomas Jefferson. I don't know. Maybe somebody will email me and tell me. I don't know who it was. I'm not looking it up right now. Whatever. Anyway, you guys get the point that our founding fathers were making. So anyway, this the Patriot groups at the Southern Poverty Law Center, those hustlers, are labeling these different groups as, you know, conspiracy theorists. Or they have extreme anti-government doctrines. I guess our founding fathers would have had extreme anti-tyrant doctrines in mind as well, wouldn't they? But even though now there's a little caveat on here, take heart, those of you who find yourself on this list, designed to convince people just by inclusion on the list that somehow you are some kind of a hater or a racist, that you're a hater, that you're intolerant, and you're unjust. Well, they have here that listing here does not imply that the groups themselves advocate or engage in violence or other criminal activities or are racist. Well, why are you including these people on a list that you deem, of course, there's nothing to substantiate this. Now, perhaps a couple of the groups that the Southern Poverty Law Center, race hustlers that they are, which, by the way, and hate hustlers, they have about $100 million in their coffers. And I've always said, you know, if they're so concerned with poverty – because they call themselves the Southern Poverty Law Center, then why don't they spend some of those millions of dollars that they have in their coffers sitting in a bank account, I don't know, in the Cayman Islands or someplace like that? Why don't they use any of that money to alleviate some of this poverty that they claim they have such an objection to? But, see, hate sells. It really does. This hate hustle, they make a lot of money on this. So I had suggested actually to Paul Fromm last week. He was on my show, and I would suggested to him that what we should do is make a website to counter the Southern Poverty Law Center's hustle. I think it's a novel idea. I think we should use the same format and get the same list together and list. They have a list of intelligence, they call it, files. I would not say it's intelligence. However, they have mislabeled it as such. So on these intelligence files, we should get a list and, you know, their hate map and the people they claim are all these things. Well, we should list all of these people who make these accusations, these unfounded accusations. And I'm sure there is a group or two on here that probably are haters and racists and all the other things that they claim they are. However, I'd say that one of the biggest racists and haters out there would happen to be the Southern Poverty Law Center. So I think we ought to just create our own website with these people listed on it, because they're not fighting hate. They're not teaching tolerance, and they're not seeking justice. They're doing just the opposite of all those things. But anyway, I'm going to go back to kind of rambling on here. I'm going to go back to my buddy Nikki Rapana, who's been on my show. She lives in a tent up in Alaska. Has NikkiRapana.blogspot.com, knows all about communitarianism. Knows all about who's been behind all of this stuff. She's done a lot of research, copious amounts of research, and has done a superb job at exposing what's really going on. And you ought to just start reading. She's a prolific writer, a very detailed writer. And her knowledge of what's happening is and what has been going on, her understanding is quite detailed and in depth, which I'll tell you, far more than my just cursory, minuscule understanding of things. Nikki Rapana has a hell of a lot more understanding of these things than I do, but maybe in a dozen years I'll be at the same level she is. I don't know. There are a lot of smart cookies out there who know a lot of stuff about what's been going on here in this nation, in the world, really, in the world, not just in the nation, in the world. This diplomacy by deception that has been practiced and is the title of the book I was referencing earlier by Dr. John Coleman. It's amazing. Just amazing. I spend a lot of time researching, really, and it is like a rabbit hole we are going down. Really is. It is just an absolute rabbit hole. You start going down and tipping over these, uncovering these rocks, turning over the rocks to see what lies underneath them. And it is astounding. It is astounding to know the truth as opposed to what we've been lied to about all these years. In fact, William Randolph Hearst, who owned a lot of newspapers back in the late 19th century, very, very successful, wealthy man, one of the robber barons. That's how they got that title, robber barons, because they were robbing the people blind. That's how they achieved that enormous wealth. But anyway, this is the Spanish-American War, and one of his reporters he sent to Cuba, and when he got there, the reporter said, well, I'd like to come back because there is no a revolution going on down here. And William Randolph Hearst said to him, you supply the pictures, I'll supply the war. And of course, the purpose of William Randolph Hearst, putting this propaganda in the newspapers was because he wanted to sell newspapers. There wasn't any kind of revolution really going on, but he wanted to exploit this lie so that he could make money. That's all. Make money. Greed. So, of course, hence began the Spanish-American War, and that's how we got Cuba, or that's how we got the Philippines, that's how we got Guam and Puerto Rico. if you, in case you forgot about that little ditty, in case they never bothered to tell you that in school, which I vaguely remember something about that, but it was a very, very vague memory. Maybe I read it after I got out of school because I don't think they were talking about that. But who knows? They talked about so little that was factual and so much that was a lie. Who the hell knows, you know? So fortunately for us, we have the internet for the time being where you can find out a lot of stuff that has been unknown to most of us for all of our lives. So really is startling. Really is startling. I'm just startled by that all the time. But listen, I am going to be on. There's a lot of good shows on Orion. You know, I don't know if you guys have figured that out yet, but I do listen to some of the different hosts on here. So you ought to just spend some time tuning into some of these different hosts that are on here and see what they're all about and what they're talking about. There's a lot of good hosts. I'm going to be on with Jimmy X next on Radio X. And I don't know what we'll be talking about, but I can tell you one thing. It'll definitely be the truth. It's the one thing I can tell you that we will be talking about, and it's going to be truth-based, fact-based dialogue, not the hustle, because it just is not how we roll. Listen, I'm on during the week on RBN from 10 a.m. to noon, Monday through Friday, and here every Sunday. My website is theunsolicitedopinion.com, and I link to a lot of great information on there. Nothing I take credit for, only the fact that I linked to it. That's all. That's all I can take credit for. So I was lucky enough to stumble on the work that so many other people have done and the websites with lots of good information. So check them out. And for those of you who don't understand cultural Marxism, there is a documentary on my website. Right when you go to the main page, there's a tab at the top that says must watch in capital letters. Watch that documentary on cultural Marxism because you need to understand why we are where we are today. And that's like in this Virginia middle school where the third graders were having sex. You need to understand why that is occurring here in this nation. Who's been behind it? Anyway, I'm going to Oz, and I'm going to Jimmy's show next. So stay tuned. Hang in there, everybody. His show's next, and I'll be on it with him. Hey, chin up. For those of you who can't hang around, sun's coming up tomorrow, so don't lose heart. Take care, everybody.